Any other comments, questions? Thanks.
Nothing further. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Y'all want to, I think that's everyone, right? Both sides? You guys want to come back up and respond
sure.
to any of the comments?
First of all, Mr. Wakefield, he's an awesome man. He's pretty cool. I like him a lot. Travis is his son. Met him several times. He's pretty okay, too, but I think he's off on a few things. The property line that you're seeing right there, the chunk that has been described to you guys as basically Mr. Wakefield's front yard, it is wrong, and it has been filed that way. It was not the intent. Nobody did anything wrong. Nobody tried to do anything wrong. That was the surveyors. So the ones that they hired. Mr. Love owns multiple companies. He's kind of new with the company, I believe, and I don't know if you're the one that did the LP, the LLC.
Yeah, I might have missed a letter there.
Yeah.
I represent Elysian Capital, which is also owned by Jeff Love. He owns Mansfield LLP,
As well as a U.S.
Along with about 50 other companies. Yes. So it's pretty easy for him to probably get them confused. Just kind of clear that up. Nobody's trying to pull anything. The property was purchased. Payments have been made from Jeff Love to Mr. Wakefield before there was any dirt work done. The only thing that we started doing to begin with was clearing some of the trails. Beyond that, we started to clear a parking lot, and that's when we got in trouble. They shut him down. We quit. But from what we understood, we were allowed to continue to push trails that were already existing. And so that's kind of what we did. I'm not going to say that we didn't veer off from that a little bit here and there, but we were pushing the existing trails, clearing them up, making them wider, getting some of the dead trees out. The original plan with Jeff was exactly, I think, what Mr. Wakefield said, was they were going to buy the property. He wanted it for himself, and he changed his mind. Jeff does a lot of weird things, and he does have a lot of money to do a lot of the different things that he wants to do, and this is one of the things that he decided. There's not a lot of public property around here. People don't have the option to just go drive down through the woods. This is going to be, supposedly, it's supposed to be set up as a tourist-style tour. It's never going to be any racetrack out there, which is one of the concerns I heard a few of the people saying, that they're concerned about the side-by-sides racing up and down. The side-by-sides that are out there racing up and down the roads now have nothing to do with any of us.
No.
Not one thing.
And last fall, we didn't have anybody any testing because we didn't own the property yet, so we couldn't have.
We will be promoting hiking and horseback, which I think there's a lot of people out here that have horses that do a lot of. And some of them have already been over there riding the trails and enjoying it. Because that's what they do. Now they've got another place to go do it. The 1,400 acres is also correct. It's because of what they've done, it come out to 1,450 some acres or whatever.
Do you mind pointing out where the issue is, just to be sure we're all...
This right here is supposed to cut down and come across, and all of this belongs to Mr. Wakefield. Right now, all of this, including this, which is Mr. Wakefield's front yard, belongs to Jeff, which is politically incorrect. So, but yeah, we have horses. We run horses all the time. We're not intending to be like Cloud Nine. Those guys are huge. And they do a lot of drinking and driving, and they do what they want. That's not the intent here.
So just real quick, does the PowerPoint add anything to the conversation or not really?
Just bringing that up because he wanted to see examples of what we were going to have out there as far as cabin-wise, as far as stuff like that, just to kind of give you an idea. We're not looking at developing this thing to huge cedar point as far as that goes.
Okay.
Having condominiums and developing that as far as that goes. We're keeping it very simple, very rustic, very just come out and have fun and be with family and have time. That's all.
Thank you.
This is aimed more as a family-friendly kind of getaway. And, you know, obviously we want to be able to cater to tourism as a family-friendly environment, but also locally. You know, I've heard several of the concerns come up. You know, one of the things I'd just like to say is, like, there's a lot of property out here. There's a lot. And none of us are coming in here to try and, number one, wipe out a species of animal. Like, one of the benefits about this park is the fact that people are going to be able to camp right around the natural environment. That's going to be one of the highlights to the whole thing. There's a lot of families that would love to be able to come out and enjoy the wildlife and the nature that's there, and why not? It's a beautiful area. It was just laying there dormant before. Now we can have people come out and enjoy the fact that they can come in and camp.
Yeah, we've set up trail cams and stuff in the park as well just to see the effect that it has on the wildlife, and it really hasn't. We still have the deer, the coyotes, all that still coming through, even with some of the activity that we've had with them cleaning up the trails and stuff like that. We've ran the trails just to be able to GPS it out and stuff like that. It's just the fact of the matter that the animals and stuff don't care. They might go out a little bit just like anything else, and then they're going to come back and understand that that's a noise.
Well, I think I'd just like to comment generally. I own an ATV and I own a lifted Jeep, so you would think like I'd be your perfect customer, but you know, in my role here is we've got 8 items to consider if a conditional use permit is applicable, and if it's okay, I'd like to read through a few of those because it's been since we've done a conditional use permit, but we've got to take into consideration the establishment, maintenance, operation of a conditional use in its proposed location will not have substantial adverse impact detrimental to or endanger public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare. The conditional use will not injure the use or enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity for the purposes already permitted, and will not substantially or materially cause substantial injury to property values in the area. The proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses in terms of scale, site, design, operating characteristics included to, but not limited to, hours of operation, traffic generation, lighting, noise, odor, duties, and other impacts, adequate public safety, transportation, and utility facilities, services, buffering, access roads, drainage, open spaces, and other public services will be available to serve the subject property while maintaining adequate levels of service and existing development. Adequate access routes will be provided and designed to provide ingress and egress as to minimize traffic congestion on the public roads and to maximize traffic safety and prevent traffic hazard in public roads. That's 6 of the 8 that I've just read off. So that's, you know, that's our role based on what you guys are presenting and what we're hearing from the community. And I can just say I live in Buffalo Ridge, which has had many in the past applications come before here. But I can tell you the people, and we have ATVs out there. I can be in my living room and hear ATVs running, you know, down the road. So, and to where you don't hear vehicles. So, to me, there is a noise concern, and a traffic issue. But that's again, I'm just one individual on this commission.
Can I address the noise issues real quick?
Sure.
We put in, as far as our master plan, as far, you know, planting trees along the edges of the roads. We're going to control the speed limit as far as that goes along the access points where it hits JJ and Aspen. As far as that goes, running down into the tracks, I've ran a decibel meter. It doesn't, you know, read any louder than a blender. So as far as when they're running down most of the main trails that are away from JJ and Aspen, there's minimal, as far as that goes, decibel range, as far as what we consider noise level. So, I mean, as far as that concern is, I don't think, unless we're, you know, we're not allowing them to race up and down the sides of the, you know, the streets, you know, but we can't control.
Sure, I think I'd want to add one thing to that is, you know, there's things you can see online and different videos, and I'd want to paint just one quick little picture here is, we're not looking at a, you know, like in the desert type of, you know, party event where we have a bunch of ATVs and people are just camping along the sides. You go into the woods there, and this is a controlled environment. We're talking about a trail. You can't go off trail into the woods. You're not going to make it out. You know, so it's a controlled environment as far as it's one way. People are starting in one spot. They're going to another spot. Along the way, they can stop and they can camp. And so as far as doing our best to have a controlled environment, it's controlled chaos to a degree. We want people to have fun, but there is a speed limit. There's going to be boundaries as far as what they can do around the edges. The idea is to keep them in the park, keep them in our controlled environment, and let them enjoy based on what parameters we've set up for them.